Well, folks, we're going to enjoy some Zinfandel. And when I say I'm going to enjoy Zinfandel, I have a long history with Zinfandel. When I see Zinfandel, I move in that direction. I love this wine. And we're very fortunate to have some very old vine Zinfandels here in Sonoma County. A lot of people came to this country and brought their clippings with them. And it has produced some very old vine wines. Rodney Strong's Dry Creek Zinfandel is unique to me. I really enjoy this wine, and we have a bottle of the 15, 16, and 17 sitting in front of us here. I think it's time for some Asian food with some great sauces.
Sounds good to me, yeah. There's a little bit of spice in Zinfandel for sure, especially, I think, off those old vines. And you're right, yeah, the old vines around here, you see those gnarly head-trained, the beautiful, beautifully gnarly head-trained vines out here. They typically are Zinfandel-based, and not always. There's a few that are other, but Zinfandel, and then they've been interplanted because vines would die here and there over the years. And then really, we're talking like, yeah, century vines in some cases. So they would die off, and people would throw in a little bit of, you know, Carignan or just, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Alicante might be out there, you know. Yeah. And this was the Italian growers back in the day, just, you know, very frugal, very just...
Brought a little bit of each.
Yeah, and you know, some of these wines might surely are more complex just for the fact that the vineyards have been interplanted. In some cases, you don't even know, like, really how much of what is out there in the vineyard.
So you're on the spot as you're sitting at a wine dinner and you stand up and go, well, let me tell you about this wine. I really can't tell you about this wine. There's certain elements of it that nobody knows. People who have passed away and brought these cuttings here are fascinating people. There's all sorts of great stories in Healdsburg. And here we are talking about a grape that is very close to my heart. It's perfect with food and a lot of the sauces that I like to put on beef and pork and things of that sort.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, real history behind that wine that you're touching on. Yeah, going from what they've now identified as Tribodrag, I think, out in Croatia, right? And then it went to Italy, Primitivo, which there's a Primitivo clone of Zinfandel now. And then it came to the United States, and surely with the gold rush, it came out to California and all the, in particular, the Italian. I know there's more to the story than that. Even I've heard about it being like a, I don't know, almost like a house plant or something in New York. I don't know. I've heard some cockamamie things that I think are somewhat true, although you always got to be guarded, you know, and there's something about a nursery in Austria. I don't know. It has a pretty storied history if you really want to dig into it. Surely, though, coming from Croatia and Italy all the way to the States, the West Coast, and then being grown for all this time, and now you've got these old vineyards, and like, you know, you're touching on the spice elements you can get out of it, the beautiful fruit tones that you get out of Zinfandel. And it's a signature grape in the Dry Creek. And, you know, the Dry Creek is a hot and fairly dry place to grow, or let's say warm, and it gets hot sometimes. Zinfandel kind of needs that, I think, sometimes. And those grapes, you know, they ripen up, those big clusters, big berries. It just makes one of the signature wines from Dry Creek Valley in Sonoma County.
All right. Well, this is going to be one of my favorite segments to move forward with. And I really think that I might do this with Asian food. We have a great new Asian restaurant here in town. And I might just head there right now, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I'm coming with you.